our real focus has been to help students understand the world in which we live and, you know, how to be relevant and communicate well within this, you know, modern 21st century world. And the real reason that I wanted to invite her is to speak on subjects related to her book, Godless, The Church of Liberalism. She did a message on Focus on the Family's broadcast last October entitled The Consequences of a Godless Society, and she'll be speaking along those themes, and we look forward to her visit.
So I guess it was back in March that Ann Coulter drew a lot of criticism for referring to former North Carolina Senator John Edwards with a slang term that's widely considered offensive. And then earlier this month, she wrote a column about the genocide in Darfur, and she wrote that, quote, these people can't even wrap up genocide. In light of those and other comments that she has made, do you have any qualms about bringing Ann Coulter to speak at the seminary?
Because a person is speaking, that does not mean that we give a blanket carte blanche endorsement to everything that they have said or done or written. And that's the case with Ann Coulter, and I would say those comments in particular. But, you know, for what we're bringing her in to do, we're honored that she's accepted, and for the topic at hand and the event on May 10, no qualms.
I'm wondering if someone in the community perhaps doesn't know much about Southern Evangelical Seminary, are you comfortable with the idea that an appearance by Ann Coulter might help shape an outsider's perception or image of the seminary?
No, what people think is obviously of great importance to any organization, because we want to be a good community citizen, and we want to build bridges, not burn bridges, as it were. We believe that, you know, the community in general and SES in particular is better for hearing voices like Ann Coulter's. She's had 5 number one New York Times bestsellers. Few people can say that. And so I think that for the person who maybe this is their first exposure to SES, I think the message is that we want to be relevant and cutting edge, and we're bringing in, you know, communicators that are renowned, this being one of them. We all make statements that are sometimes intemperate and a little bit, you know, beyond the pale, push the envelope. And so she speaks in ways that people hear and take note of. But like I said, we're bringing her in for a specific lecture series for a specific topic, and we're honored that she's coming and excited what she's going to say.
Have any students or board members or others in the community voiced any concerns about this event?
There have been plenty of bits of correspondence, both pro and con. I would say right now it's probably running about 50-50. The interesting thing, a lot of the people that, you know, have a visceral reaction when I say, have you read any of her books? The answer has uniformly been no. But, yeah, there has been reaction, pro and con. We're excited, and as the president of the school, let me say, I'm thrilled that she's coming, can't wait to hear her. And we invite people to come and hear the Veritas speaker, May 10, Ann Coulter, and then make up their mind.
All right. Well, Dr. McFarland, thanks very much for your time.
It's an honor. I appreciate this very much, Mark.